Welcome to Ham Radio and More, the program that specializes in amateur radio in the valley and around the world. Whether you're already a ham or have always wanted to be one, you'll find out about interesting events and issues regarding amateur radio. Your host is Len Winkler, KB7LPW. To get in touch with Len, call 241-1510. That's 241-1510. Now here's the host of Ham Radio and More, Len Winkler.
CQ, Arizona, and welcome to Ham Radio and More. This is Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and I woke up with a bad cold today, so bear with my strange sound over the phone, over the radio. We have a good show today. We have two guests. We have Walt Schuknecht, an N7IZM, president of the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, and John Neyer, N7JBZ, president of the Arizona Repeater Association. Welcome, and thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you.
The show today is being sponsored by One Stop Communications, Wallpaper World, and Antennas West. Our number is 241-1510. It's 241-1510. And for you guys way out in the boonies, just for you, we put in an 800 toll-free number. So you can call 1-800-293-KFNN. That's 1-800-293-KFNN. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to call. We'll start out with some QSTs. We have a few announcements here. ARCA is having a Fort Tuthill Ham Fest, which is July 26th, 27th, and 28th. There's going to be three grand prizes. It's the largest ham fest of its kind in our area. The grand prize is going to be a Kenwood TS-680. Second prize is an Icom 24AT. And you can also win a Kenwood TH-27A. Tickets are available. Advance tickets from Hal Mann, WA7ZCZ, and you can call him at 963-6830, or Dottie Brown, K7ESA, at 944-8357 for advance tickets. There will be examinations on Saturday at the Ham Fest, and the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club will be handling that. You can talk to Ed Couch if you have any questions. His phone number is 952-9596. And we're giving out lots of information here, so if anybody has any questions, just call on in. The Scottsdale Club has VE test scheduled for June 8th at the Senior Citizen Center in Scottsdale. Again, you can call Ed Couch if you have any questions about it. If you want to pre-register, he needs a check for $525 and a completed 610 form and any letters of completion that you have, and send it to him at his home. His address is 5420 East Pinchot, and that's Phoenix 85018. For those of you who have a satellite dish, there is an amateur radio show that appears on Mondays on SATCOM 1, transponder 15, and it appears in the video at 7 p.m. On 6.8 audio. Jack, WA2QIT, runs that video show. There is also a call-in radio show that goes from 6 to 9 p.m., but that audio is 6.2. The Cochise Amateur Radio Club is having a Spring Fest on May 4th and 5th. Now, that is in Sierra Vista. And Richard Weiser, I hope I pronounced that correct, they wrote in and said they'll hold their annual Ham Fest on the 4th and 5th of May at Green Acres, located 9 miles east of Sierra Vista. There's free admission and parking. Club members can dry camp on the site. Handicap facilities are available. There will be many, many prizes. Van tickets are available. You don't need to be present to win. They're going to have a famous junk sale, plenty of food and drinks. They'll have testing for classes on a walk-in basis. And they will have an amateur radio class sign-up for all of you ham radio wannabes. And you can call Rick for more information at 459-1039, 459-1039, and there's no charge for tailgaters. That sounds pretty neat. Let's see. On May 3rd, 4th, and 5th also, I guess this is in competition, but they're going to have a 1991 West Coast VHF conference at the Holiday Inn on the Beach in Ventura, California. If anybody is interested in that, it's supposed to be a major event. You're able to get information by calling 805-482-0320. There will be no code classes and testing at that VHF conference. And to get information on the no code test that they will have, please call 714-979-CODE. That's 979-CODE. And N6CIO is the one that's handling that. There is a local 10-meter informal net. If people have nothing better to do at 8 o'clock on Friday evenings, turn on 28.385 and list upper sideband and listen to an informal net. Just say hello, check in, and it's just a regular rag chew. Next weekend, of course, on the 28th, we're going to have the largest ham fest that there is in the United States, and that will be in Dayton, Ohio. The week after, we'll have a guest here, and hopefully he will be there and get some information about what happened at the ham fest. Okay. I have a person on the phone that I want to talk to. Charlotte, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, Lynn. How are you? Good afternoon.
Okay. You're a member of the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, and you handle the public service for them.
That's right.
You want to tell me a little about what amateur radio operators do in public service?
Well, public service is basically what it says, public service. We cover a lot of different events put on by various organizations, the different charitable events, such as bicycle races, marathons, running marathons, triathlons, biathlons. We work parades. We've done motorcycle enduros, equestrian events. Soccer tournament was the latest new thing that we've done. Any place where we can spread out and cover a course of some sort to let the event coordinators know what's going on and to get supplies out where they are needed. The number one thing that we do, though, is to make sure that nobody gets hurt, and if somebody does get hurt, that we can get medical help to them immediately. So we are there for basic health and welfare.
Okay. What upcoming events do we have?
Well, it's slowing down a little bit now. The heat comes into the valley and the public service slows down. The two things that are coming up are Saturday, May 4th, the Arizona Lung Association Phoenix Bike Event. That's down in the Ahwatukee South Mountain area. And Sunday, May 19th, the Bud Light Triathlon.
Okay. Do you need any more volunteers, or are we set up, or we need more people? And I can give out a number if give out your number if they want to volunteer.
Well, we might have room for a couple more people if you want to pass the word along. I think we're pretty much set on the 4th of May, but we might need some more for the Bud Light Triathlon.
Okay. Well, if they can call Charlotte Couch at 952-9596 if you want to volunteer. If they can't utilize you for some reason on this event, there'll be ones in the future. They'll put your name down, and we certainly can always use more public service volunteers.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for being a part of the show, Charlotte, and we'll talk to you again maybe next week or the week after.
Okay, that sounds great, Lance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I made the phone work. Amazing. Okay, one last QST. A 13-year-old amateur named Sammy Garrett, his call is AA0CR, was named Ham of the Year, and he's an extra class. And it was kind of interesting what he said. In order to get more kids and young people interested in ham radio, you must be excited, just like the day you passed your novice test. And if you have that excitement, you'll get more people involved. We have a caller on the phone. Let me go to that. Good afternoon, John, KHG6MM.
KH6, Rolf, Mike.
Okay.
Handles John, and I am pleased to talk to you. I've been licensed for 50 years. So that I'm going to a HamCom convention June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Arlington near Dallas, Texas. And I'd like to know how to get a list of the 2-meter repeaters in that area before I go. Also, I'm going on into Pittsburgh to my 50th university reunion, and I'd like to get a list of the repeaters in the Pittsburgh area for 2 meters.
Okay, Walt has an answer for you.
Okay, John, you can pick up a current copy at any ham radio store of the ARRL repeater list book, and it will give you all of the information on all the repeaters that are available in the Texas area.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Walt.
Any other questions, John?
Well, I guess that's about it. I'll say 73.
Well, give us a call back when you get back and maybe give us some information as to what transpired.
Right. Aloha to you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Jeff. Okay. By the way, the Arizona Packet Radio Association is going to have a beginner's packet radio class starting soon at the Red Cross Center at 16th Street in Osborne. There's no exact starting date nor time, but it's going to be done on a Saturday or Sunday, and the classes will be free except for any, you know, photo stats or anything needs to be made, copies. You can contact KB7KOE Barney at 861-2817 if you're interested in packet or want to become interested in packet. We now have a little contest for those CW people out there. The first caller that can call us with the correct, to tell me what this says, please do, and you will win a T-shirt. So here goes, and it does start with six Vs. So copy, and it's at, I believe it's at 10 words a minute, so it's fairly slow. Go ahead. Okay, I see we have a couple callers. I'm not sure if they've been screened with the correct answer or not. Let's check it out here. In the meantime, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club. Tell us a little about it, Walt.
Well, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club is a general interest group. We provide activities in that on a very general nature. We don't specifically tailor ourselves to any one activity. We do many, many different activities out throughout the year to appeal to as many facets of the ham radio community as possible.
You have your own repeater?
Yes, we actually have two repeaters. One of them right now is in limited service. That's our 440 megacycle machine, which is on 440.000 plus 500 megacycles. Our other repeater is a 2-meter repeater on 147.18 up 600 megacycles. It's located on the Scottsdale Memorial Hospital North, and we have a informal net gathering on that repeater on Monday evenings around 9 p.m.
Okay, sounds good. So everybody tune in to the net, and if people want to become a member of the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, what do you recommend that they do?
Well, the easiest way would be to come to one of our meetings, general meeting, which is on the first Wednesday of every month at the Scottsdale Senior Center, which is on the corner, the southwest corner of 2nd Street and Civic Center Parkway in Scottsdale. The meeting starts at 7:30. There's plenty of parking. We also have board meetings, which is the Tuesday preceding the Wednesday general meeting, and that's at 7 o'clock at Scottsdale Community College, and that also was an open meeting.
Okay, so please attend, and you do not have to be a licensed amateur to come to the meeting, is that correct?
Only an interested ham radio.
Okay, just be interested, and the more the merrier. We have about, 100 and some people that show up to an average meeting?
Pretty close. Out of a total membership, I'm sure we're over 200 now.
Okay. But we can always use more, and more people, the more fun. How much are dues, just out of curiosity?
Dues are $15 a year.
Cheap enough. And John, tell us about the Arizona Repeater Association. There's a lot to talk about there, I'm sure.
Well, First of all, the ARA is not a club. We are an association. Our prime reason for being here is to support the repeaters that we have here in the Phoenix area. Right now we have 13 repeaters operating on 2 meters, 220 meg, and 440. We have a membership of somewhere around 600, 625 members right now. One of the largest ham organizations west of the Mississippi. We have members that live virtually everywhere in the United States. They come out here in the wintertime. Well, I don't want to use the term snowbirds, but they do support us. They do keep the repeaters going. We have 4 open auto patches, 2 on 2 meters, 1 on 220, and 1 on 440. And they are open to any licensed amateur from coming into town from anywhere in the world.
When are your meetings?
Well, we hold our general meetings on the 4th Thursday of each month at the United Way Building, 1515 East Osborne, and it starts at 7:30. And every month we have a program which we hope is of interest to hams. We try and direct it towards amateur radio. In some cases, it's just a general interest. This month, coming up the 4th Thursday, and I'm sorry, that's a week from, that's this coming Thursday, come to think of it.
Right.
We've got Eris Scarla, KF7JP, who is a Phoenix Fire Department captain. He'll be giving a talk on pool safety. And I would like to invite anybody out there listening right now, if you own a pool, you owe it to yourself to come into this meeting. Again, it's 7:30 at 1515 East Osborne, and it's open to anybody. I'll have to duplicate what Walt said. If you have an interest in amateur radio, come on down. If you're a licensed ham, you don't have to be a member of the ARA. Come on down. We'd love to have you.
Okay. I have another caller. Let me see. Is this Joe?
Yes.
What can we do for you?
I am interested in buying a shortwave receiver, fairly low price, good sensitivity, good selectivity, small, receiving well without an antenna, you know, with a terminal for an external antenna on the back, but receiving well without it. And I wondered if you'd have any recommendation as to what I thought about Radio Shack. I'm not sure. Somebody mentioned San Gian. I've heard of Grundig. They had a 13 band they were advertising for $179. And I wonder if you'd have any suggestions or recommendations about.
Well, of course, with shortwave listening, etc., it's all very subjective. But Walt has a couple ideas. Go ahead.
Basically, the best I could information I can give you or advice is to look at as many receivers as possible, looking from the Radio Shack, the other manufacturers that you had mentioned. Look at them, touch them, turn them on, play with them, and it's almost like anything that's personal to you. If the one that feels the best for you, that's the one that is the best for you.
That sounds like really good advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for calling, John, and maybe get an amateur radio license.
Oh, one more question.
Yes?
Citizens Band, I listen to it all the time, and sometimes there's some pretty naughty language and stuff, you know. It isn't quite as bad on the ham bands, but on the Citizens Band, it's, pretty terrible at times. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, that's why we're not on the Citizens Bands. We're on the amateur bands. I would recommend that you get an amateur license, and the amateurs police their own bands, and there's very little of that goes on. I won't say it never happens, but very little of it goes on. There's very little policing of the 11-meter frequencies.
All right, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you again for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, the winner of the Sundrop T-shirt is Gary Fremming, WB7CAG in Glendale, Arizona. You win a Sundrop T-shirt. Now, Sundrop is Arizona's new, newly proclaimed goodwill ambassador for Arizona. Other states have raindrops, Arizona has the Sun Drop. It's a cute little character, and let me tell you, he is fun, and he goes wherever fun is happening in Arizona. We need a little good stuff here in Arizona, and the Sun Drop fits right in. Let me tell you about a place called Antennas West. Now, some of you may be familiar with the company. They are located in Provo, Utah. Jim Stevens, KK7C, is a proprietor there. They have a order-free number, 1-800-926-7373, and they have an item called a tiger's tail. Now, I know it sounds funny, but it is a tiger's tail. It fits on your HT, on your 2-meter HT. It will absolutely increase your gain and your transmit power. I have tried it. I went from half a meter to almost 3/4 of a meter. It's a very inexpensive item. They normally sell for $7.95 plus freight. If you call 1-800-926-7373 Monday morning, I don't believe he's there now, but call him tomorrow. Talk to Jim directly if you'd like. For $5 total, that's $5, including the shipping, $5, they'll send you a tiger's tail. Now, I'm telling you, it works. There's no question about it. It's easy to use. It saves your battery pack. It snaps on your handheld transceiver. It boosts a signal from a flex antenna, a quarter wave, or a 5/8 wave. It adds no bulk or height. It lowers your radiation angle. And it really works simple. It's the missing half of your antenna. Without it, the ground is no good. It's too small. But with Tiger Tail, the efficiency jumps. $5, and it's postage to you. Support our sponsors, please. Support Antennas West. They have so many products, it's just unbelievable. They have no-tune antennas, QRV emergency antenna packs, all types of antennas. And yes, they are their own manufacturers. They make their own antennas. So if you just have some questions, give them a call. That's Jim Stevens, Antennas West, 1-800-926-7373. Get your tiger's tail, I guess. It does work, I'll tell you that. Okay, let's go back to our guests here. And, oh, we have a caller. I'm sorry. Let's take a caller. Reva. Hello, Reva. K8DMU, is that? Hello? Oop. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go.
Okay, give me a couple weeks and I'll have this set. Well, as soon as I lose my cold, I'll be all set also.
Well, I had a comment for the gentleman who is interested in a shortwave receiver.
Okay.
I'm not selling mine now.
Uh-huh. Well, wait a minute. If you are selling yours, we are going to have a swap session in the last 10 to 15 minutes of the show, and we're more than happy to have you call back and give us whatever you want to sell, because we will buy, sell, and trade equipment here in the last 10 to 15 minutes of the show.
Okay, well, I wanted to comment on the Sony ICS-2010.
Okay.
The ICS-2010.
John is shaking his head. I think he has one also.
Hello, Reva. How are you doing?
Hi, John. In fact, I have mine on the headboard above the bed, and I listen to it every night. It's fantastic, and I received on it with no antenna except what's built into it. You can carry it any place you want to. It is either 110 volts or I believe it's 3D batteries. I got it at Ham Radio Outlet. It does cost quite a bit. It's right around $350, isn't it, John? I forget.
Yeah, it's right around there, but it's worth every penny.
Worth
you
every
pay.
Penny, yes.
You know, and the other caller also asked about an external antenna slot. You don't want to forget that it
yes,
does.
Yes, there
have,
is one. There is
in fact,
an external.
In fact, there's two of them.
That's correct. There's one for aircraft and one for.
Yeah, regular general coverage receiver or amateur receiver, it works real well.
And on general coverage, it goes from 150 kilohertz to 30 megahertz, a little past 30. I think it's 30.5 or something like that. And it also has AM and FM broadcast. It's just a fantastic little radio, and I wouldn't be without it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Reva, for calling, and I hope that, I think it was John is still listening. Okay. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, Walt. Do you have an upcoming event in, I think it's October, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club is sponsoring or hosting?
Yes. The Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club is hosting the American Radio Relay League's Southwestern Division Convention, which is all of Arizona and Southern California area coverage. We'll be hosting this event October 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Safari Resort in Scottsdale. The division convention, they're held once a year. The last one was last year in San Diego, which was a very, very fine event. The year before was in Los Angeles. And we had one about 4 years ago. So we're expecting to have another great turnout, great event here. Some of the special events that we have already scheduled, a Saturday evening, which is the 12th, a steak dinner under the stars. And we're having Barry Goldwater, K7 UGA, as our keynote speaker. We have a ladies' luncheon on Saturday. One of the real big events that we have going on is a guided tour of the Barry Goldwater Ham Shack. And
that should be interesting.
Very, very. If you haven't seen it, it's well worth the time and the minimal charge to see that. And the Quarter Century Wireless Operators Association, the QCWA, is also having a breakfast on Sunday morning, along with major manufacturers and vendors of equipment will have their products on display. And a lot of technical sessions. One, if you've used the Zia repeater link in the Southwest, we have a commitment from the designer and the system to put on a program to show what the Zia link really is and how it operates.
How many places is the Zia link connected to?
Right now, it stretches from El Paso and the Lubbock, Texas area into the last repeater in the link is on Colorado River. One is in Parker or Quartzsite. The other one is in Yuma. So they'll get all the way on into Central California. There's one temporarily every now and then. They come in from San Diego, so it actually connects from the middle of America to the Pacific Ocean.
It's amazing being able to travel that far and stay on the same repeater, basically. Well, not the same repeater, but the same frequency.
Same group of frequencies. They're different frequencies, but the same group, and keep in touch with people over that wide of an area. We also are having packet radio seminars, and many, many other seminars are coming up.
Okay, sounds good. Everybody will attend that, I am sure. I have on the phone Gary. Hello, Gary?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just wanted to talk. Gary is the winner of the Sundrop t-shirt that I know you desperately wanted. It's really a very nice t-shirt. But what class operator are you?
I've got an advanced class license.
So that was easy for you.
Well, yeah, that was pretty slow CW, but I guess I'm one of the fortunate ones. The CW always came pretty easy for me.
Okay, do you talk mostly voice, or do you use mostly CW?
I talk mostly on voice. I listen around quite a bit on CW, especially to things like the Coast Guard weather broadcasts and things like that on, frequencies outside of the amateur bands, but I like voice mainly. A little bit easier for me to express myself that way.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to get you on the radio. We're trying to get a few bugs out of here, and next week we'll be perfectionists. I doubt it, though. But we are going to change the speed next week. We're going to test you, because next week I believe the code is going to be at 16 words a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be pretty good. Challenge for some, I guess. Could I make a little sales pitch real quick for Annette?
Absolutely.
Okay, Annette that I'm affiliated with used to be the net manager called the Arizona Cactus 2-meter traffic net. We meet daily at 6:30 p.m. on the 145.37 repeater that's on Towers Mountain. And anybody that's interested in traffic handling, we'd more than love to have you check in and learn about traffic handling. If you're familiar with it, you know, jump right in with both feet. But we'd love to have any new people.
Okay, Gary, and one last thing, which might be some nice information, is what was the code? What exactly did we say?
You said, I want a Sun Drop T-shirt.
Thank you very much, Gary. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you take care. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, 73.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a question for John on line two.
Fall. So it isn't all good news, but maybe down the road we'll see better news.
What do you attribute the decrease in oil prices?
Because right at this particular time, the Iraqis don't seem to be pushing much of an impact on the oil. And if the war goes well, there are some peace overtures. And even though they were positive, then they were negative, and reading them, at least maybe they're starting to talk. Maybe sooner or later this war will get over, hopefully quicker than later.
There's a headline in the business section of today's Arizona Republic that kind of warms my heart because it's indicative, hopefully, of a trend, and that is under the byline of Jean Novotny for the Arizona Republic. She says, this may seem like the worst possible time for Broadway Southwest to open its new $23 million department store at Paradise Valley Mall, but it could well be.
Maybe that's what's starting to happen.
Well, let me ask you this, and guys, if you want to jump in, you're welcome to. David is here and Lynn is here. My question basically is, okay, that helps the big guy. I mean, the multi-million dollar guy. How about Mr. Average, who has a bank loan or a MasterCard or a Visa and is having problems paying it, because let's face it, things are not so great with him since of, you know, loss of revenues and things like that. How, and the banks turn around and done you to death, you know, it's just, I think that's inequitable.
Well, I think you're right on that, Barry, but look for a total change in that.
Most everybody's going to be hearing in the ham community on the 3494 machine all day on Tuesday.
On Tuesday? I think that has to do with the Palo Verde.
That's Wednesday, the 24th.
Excuse me, I meant Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. Coming up Wednesday, Palo Verde, our nuclear generation plant out west of Phoenix, yearly must conduct an exercise, an evacuation exercise, should some disaster occur, and we knock on wood that nothing ever will occur. But the amateur community gets involved with the communications. We do provide all of the communications, and I'm told this year that the FCC is going to be there monitoring us. So it should be real interesting, and that will be on 146.94. That do it for you, Mark? Do you want to throw something else in?
No, that answered my question. I thought that a lot of people might be hearing that on Wednesday and wondered what it was about. I'm one of the operators that's going to be out there myself, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye. Okay. I'd like to take a minute and talk about a friend of mine, Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ. Ken is a sales consultant
for Linda Brock Automobiles. And if you ever needed an automobile, of course, Linda Brock handles Jeep, Eagle, BMW, Volkswagen, and Oldsmobile. But Ken runs the leasing department, plus he is the fleet manager for the sales department, which also handles leasing if you're interested in that. But Ken has had lots of experience in selling automobiles. There is a reason that you should buy from Ken. And there are 5 reasons. The first one is price. The second one is price. The third one is price. The fourth one is price. And the fifth one is price and some service. He gives you lots of service. It is amazing. I read different letters of praise to Ken, including some government officials that have recently received a car from him, and was extremely pleased. He will sell you an automobile at the very lowest price you can get, any make, any model. If you call him, if you call Ken at 228-2336, that's 228-2336, if it's at all possible, he'll get back to you within five minutes of a price. He'll get you the price for the automobile, have what you want with what you want on it, within 5 minutes at 228-2336. Really, call him. You absolutely will not be sorry. Don't make a mistake. Don't buy a car somewhere else and then think, maybe I paid too much, then call Ken and find out you did pay too much. Call Ken first. That's 228-2336. And if you mention Ham Radio and More, and that you're a ham, he has special discounts on service also that you can get from Linda Brock. So, by all means, call Ken, utilize him, and you won't be sorry. 228-2336. Okay. Let's see where we are here. What else is doing at ARA? What kind of dues do you have for the association?
Well, our association charges $15 a year plus a one-time $10 initiation fee. We do have life membership available, which is $150 a year. We also have family.
Forever. One time charge.
One time, $150. Yeah, not $150 a year. One time charge of $150. Also family membership, which is one half of the full, or $7.50 a year for each family member, or $75 for a lifetime membership for a family member, assuming the other half of the family is a full-time lifetime member.
Does the ARA have a publication that it puts out?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a real fine publication called The Squelch Tale. It's published monthly, and I'd like to throw in a little bit of a compliment for our editor, Frank Getz, KB7CJJ. This is a volunteer organization. Frank has a full-time job, yet he spends an awful lot of his own time putting this newsletter together, and he does a fantastic job. If anybody would like to get either an advertisement, or if you have an article that you feel would be of interest to the amateur community, Frank would love to hear from you. And I am going to give you his phone number. He's welcome to call. If he's not at home, please leave him a message. That's Frank at 277-1262. And let him know you've got an article. He'll get it from you. He'd prefer to have it on an IBM diskette. Then he doesn't have to retype it, but he will retype it, and he will get it in the monthly newsletter.
Not to leave out the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, there is also a publication there, too.
Yes, and each of us likes to think that our club's publication is the best. We are a member of the Arizona Desert Airwave Community. This publication is the combined efforts of 4 or 5 clubs in the valley, And instead of each one doing their own publication, we come together and have one publishing entity. Dean Norris, K7NO, is the editor of the ADAW, but each of the clubs has their own editor, and they are the ones that we need to have any articles or information funneled through so that it gets up very orderly to the editor. Dean has the same situation. You know, it's a very difficult thing to get all of these things coordinated. So with four clubs working, we need to streamline it a bit and have it go through the editors and just kind of pyramid up.
Okay. Remember, if anybody has a call, 241-1510 or 800 number 293-5366, KFNN. Okay, I have a simple question. The winner, the first caller with the correct answer, and this one is an easy one. This one's an easy one, so you might as well call right now because you're going to know the answer. Who recently won an award for Amateur Radio's Elder Statesman, honoring his 60 years of ARRL membership? Now, if everybody out there doesn't at least know that answer, well, they must know because the phones are lighting up here, so... Let's see about getting a caller with the right answer. In the meantime, let me tell you about Wallpaper World. They have six locations in the valley. Obviously, if you need wallpaper, Wallpaper World would be a good place to go. They carry about 800 different wallpaper books in each store, along with about 450 patterns. Now, but the big thing about Wallpaper World is they carry window treatments. They manufacture their own mini blinds, they manufacture their own vertical blinds, their own pleated shades, and they also make their own wood shutters. Now, I know that you may not need wallpaper or blinds today, because it's not something you just decide on a snap decision, but when you need wallpaper or when you need blinds, their prices can't be beat. You can buy their blinds, and they'll install it, and I know you'd rather talk on the radio than install blinds. So. They will install it free for you, not the wallpaper, the blinds. So if you do need some wallpaper, and they'll beat anybody's price on wall covering, just try them, you'll see. They'll beat anybody's price, though. Absolutely. They've got six locations in the valley: Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, Phoenix, Arizona, Mesa, and Chandler. In fact, they have a new store opening Monday in Mesa at Stapley and Southern. For more information, call 678-1234. That's 678-1234 for Wallpaper World, your one-stop decorating center. Okay, do we have a winner on one of the lines, Ray? Okay, we do. Okay, who am I speaking to? Whoops. Sorry about that. Try again.
This is Bill Miller.
Bill Miller.
Got it.
And do you have a call?
My call's pending right now. I just passed my test about 6 weeks ago, and right now I'm watching, I'm involved in amateur television. Right now we got a guy, he just jumped off a Shaw Butte, and he's flying over the landscape. We got a picture coming in real good right now of him, and he...
Well, that sounds fantastic. Actually, if a member of the amateur TV group is out there, I'd be interested in them dropping me a line, because I definitely want to get somebody from them on the show in the next few weeks.
We'll have a tape and a story for you.
Well, give me just the answer to the question at this moment.
The answer to the question is Senator Barry Goldwater.
Very good, very good. That was a hard one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was real hard.
Well, you know, I lit up the phones. It just showed that people were listening, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You're going to win. You're the proud winner of, guess what?
What?
A Sundrop cap and license plate.
Terrific.
Now, I want you to know that that cap is so cute that everybody will love it. The Sundrop is yellow with an orange hat. It is, don't we need in Arizona something good finally? You know, a lot of people have negative feelings for Arizona.
Oh, we got a lot of good things in Arizona.
See?
We got ATV. We got amateur television.
Okay.
In Arizona.
And we have you as a new ham.
Right.
And you should get your ticket any day now, I would imagine. They're probably running about 6 weeks.
I just called Gettysburg on Friday, and they told me another 4 to 6 weeks.
Uh-oh. Well, I do have something to announce that I read. They were averaging 200 to 300 texts a month previous to the no code, which went into effect February 14th. By the way, out there, those of you who don't know that there is an ability to become a ham radio operator without learning the code, there is, and that began February 14th. You have to pass the novice and the technician written portion, which involves 55 questions. But since February 14th, from the 14th of February to the end of February, they had 900 new applications for tech classes, for tech licenses. That compares to 200 to 300 a full month beforehand. So there is no question that the ranks of amateur radio operators will start to grow, hopefully, by leaps and bounds. Go ahead.
We can't do that.
We can't do that. We cannot put amateur radio on this commercial broadcast. So, Bill, did you give...
This guy hanging from the Sandglider with his camera is putting out a P5 picture, and he just waved to us.
Bill, did you give the wave back? Bill, did you give Ray your name, address, etc.?
I will do that. Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, you'll be getting a card in the mail, and thank you for calling, Bill.
Thank
and
you.
Welcome
Thanks
to the amateur radio community. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Right now, I'd like to start. What is this? There are packet classes, not Arizona Packet Radio Association, but the Arizona Amateur Radio Club. Okay, that's who's sponsoring. Well, I only read what I've been told. Okay. let's see. We're going to start a swap portion. If anybody has anything out there to buy, to sell, to trade that they want to do over the radio, by all means call. And what we want is your name, your call, obviously, and what you have to buy, sell, or trade. There should be a fair amount of people out there. I'd be very interested in knowing the response that you people get on selling your products. I know that on .94 on Monday nights on the ARANet, they have a swap shop portion, and this would just be added to it. If you have any equipment, now, again, it's radio-related equipment only that you want to buy, sell, or trade. If you have any equipment, anything other than regular amateur equipment or shortwave listening or any equipment that has to do with radio to buy, sell, or trade, you can call Barry Landers. He has a swap shop show on KFNN Radio on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. And he'll take your tables, your antiques, your collectibles, your refrigerator, your car, and your house. Anything that you want to sell, he'll be happy to take it. But we're only going to take amateur radio and related equipment. There is a... Barry Landers asked me to pass this on, and if anybody out there has, he would like an old, doesn't need to work because he won't use it on the radio anyway, but... a microphone, an old RCA or an old Altec radio microphone that he wants to just put up. He just collects old antique microphones. And should you know of or have one, just call KFNN and leave your name and phone number for Barry Landers, and he will get back to you. Definitely is interested in getting some of them. Oops. Okay. Well, we have... we have a caller on line one. Let me just go to that. Welcome to the show. Hello, welcome to the show.
My name is Frank. The call sign is KA7WFF. Am I on the air?
You are. Go ahead, Frank.
Thank you. I just wanted to call a ham's attention to the bill that is going to be presented to the House of Representatives. It is H.R. 73. The Amateur Radio Spectrum Protection Act of 1991. This act was sponsored by Representative Cooper, and it is described fully in the March issue of QST. I would like to ask the amateurs to call a representative in this area, who is Representative John J. Rhodes III, and ask him if he would co-sponsor this bill. In my opinion, this is a vital bill for the protection of the spectrum that we now have. And if this bill were passed by both the House and the Senate, it would end the giving up of any more of our spectrum to any commercial interest. And thank you, sir.
Okay, who should they write their congressman, right?
They should write in this area to Congressman John J. Rhodes III.
Do you have that address, perchance, or?
No, I don't have
okay.
it with me. John Rhodes has an office here in
okay.
Mesa, and they could call that. Now, I might add, too, that Senator John McCain is on the Commerce Committee. The FCC is under the jurisdiction of the Commerce Committee, the Department of Commerce. And they should also write to Senator John McCain. It was asked that any letter to Senator McCain be sent to his Mesa office. They can find the addresses of both Representative Rhodes and also Senator John McCain in the telephone book, and it is here in Mesa. I don't have it in front of me, I am sorry to say.
Well, we appreciate your calling because that obviously H.R. 73 is an important thing, and I would hope that every ham gets a pencil and paper and writes this, to Congressman Rhodes and tells him we want that passed. And I thank you for calling, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Welcome to KFNN. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I'm a new novice. I don't even have a call yet.
Okay.
Passed 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm moving into Scottsdale later in May, and I'm wondering if there's a special procedure I have to go through to put up an antenna in Scottsdale.
Walt?
What part of Scottsdale are you in, just down in the general area or up north?
It's north of Shea Boulevard, about Shea and Via Linda.
Okay. I don't know of any restrictions up in that area at this time. As long as, if I remember the numbers right, your antenna is 70 feet or less, you don't need to do anything except erect it, make sure it doesn't fall down on your house. If you do go above 70 feet, you do need to check with the city engineering department.
Oh, well, that's great. Then I just can put it up, and I'm on the air then, I suppose.
Correct.
Oh, thank you very much. That's what I needed to know.
And we expect to talk to you soon.
I will let everybody know as soon as I get that ticket in the mail.
Okay, come on 28-385 on Friday night. We'll talk to you.
Okay, I sure will.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
73. Okay, I want to get one more thing done here. One Stop Communications, I'm not sure if everybody out there is familiar with them or not. They are at 1201 North 54th Avenue, suite number 117. That's One Stop Communications at 1201 North 54th Avenue, suite 117. It's right off the expressway, just south of the expressway, of course, off of 51st Avenue. Their phone number is 269-2799. Jim Pickard, KG7BG, an owner of that company, is a licensed ham, of course, and a licensed technician, and can work on amateur radio equipment. He'd be more than happy to talk to you about fixing anything. If he can do it, he certainly will. Like I say, he's been in it for a long, long time, and he'd be willing to talk to you at 269-2799 in reference to fixing some radio equipment. If you mention, again, Ham Radio and More, you'll save $10 off of their normal basic labor rate, which already is really inexpensive. At One Stop Communications, they carry Standard, Uniden, Dynascan, and Maxon, and they are an authorized warranty workplace for Dynascan, Uniden, Standard, and Maxon. They sell cellular telephones, U.S. West and Metro Mobile. They have business radios, again. They do carry a large selection of Citizens Band radios in stock with antennas, mounts, and microphones. They carry Vector radar detectors, Uniden scanners, and they have handheld scanners in stock that you can take. They have full installation available. And Jim, again, is a licensed ham, and he'll be more than happy to help you. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and that gives you a fair opportunity to get there. So
Again, if you need something repaired or you need to buy something, call them up and see if they can get it for you at a good price. That's One Stop Communications, 269-2799. Okay, let's get to line one again. Hello, you're on the air.
Is that me?
Yes.
W-A-8-O-K-E.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ray Cunningham.
Okay, Ray, glad to have you on board. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Okay, I have a power winch for sale if it's that time in the program.
You're at that time. Oh. Quick as you can. We're running short, believe it or not.
For any crank-up power, it's specially built with commercial components that will lift anything. And I want $500 for it. And I also want to get in a plug for the Superstition Amateur Radio Club, the East Valley.
You will get your chance. You will get your chance. Larry Cook will be on next week.
Oh, very good.
All okay, right. And you want to give your phone number?
985-6060.
Okay. I thank you for calling, Ray. I'm sorry I'm rushing you, but we're short on time.
Okay, Lance. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're on the air. We have Nick on the line, W7ZMD. Go ahead, Nick. How you doing?
I don't have anything to swap. I just
got some information, I was told.
Information.
Go ahead.
6 meters is open to New Zealand.
Okay, so all you DXers out there.
You got any 6 meter bands?
Okay, well, I'm sure we have. I hope we have. I'm sure we have. We have everybody in the amateur radio community listening, right?
Also.
Okay. Hopefully they enjoyed this 60 minutes, which is going rather rapidly.
I tuned in a little bit late, but what I've heard so far is not an interesting one.
Okay, Nick. Well, I thank you for calling, and I'm going to take another call in the last 3 minutes that we have.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And you're on the air.
Yeah.
Eric.
Flag. We've got several items for sale. His name is Mark Carter, M7OAE.
Okay.
One item is a Tronicon color video camera with composite video output. He wants $175 for that.
Okay.
He's got a complete Radio Shack Model 3 Coco color computer with fully expanded memory, docks, software, you name it. $3,000 package worth, and he wants $300 for.
Okay.
You want a phone number?
You give me a phone number because we're really short. I've got 2 minutes.
Okay. You can reach him direct at area code 602-774-8239. He's also got a miniature portable 0 to 30 megahertz oscilloscope here that he wants $175 for.
Okay. Okay, Eric, let's move along, and I thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Listen next week again.
Right.
Bye-bye. Okay, K7NO?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lance.
Good afternoon. Quick, please.
Okay, got a tail twisted rotor that I would like to trade for a Ham 4. The tail twister won't fit in my tower. Works fine, but doesn't mechanically fit. And I'd like to trade it for a Ham 4.
Okay, and your phone number, quick.
821-1379.
821-1379.
Right.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, doing a great job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, got to get some things out here. I want to thank all the sponsors, One Stop, Wallpaper World, and Antennas West. I want to thank our guests, Walt Schuchneck and John Neyer, my engineer Ray and KFNN for allowing us to have this program. Next week, we'll have Dan Meredith and Larry Cook. And we'll have some info on the Palo Verde public service work. And please, if you have any information, suggestions, please send it to KFNN in care of Len Winkler, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona. By all means, send in any suggestions you might have. We can sure use it, and we want this to be Phoenix's show, Arizona's show, and your show and my show. So let's put it all together. And thank you again for coming, Walt and John.
73, Len.
73, Len, and thank you.
73, Phoenix and Arizona. Bye-bye.
been listening to Ham Radio and More, the program that discusses the exciting world of amateur radio. Your host has been Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Ham Radio and More has been brought to you by Antennas West, One Stop Communications, and Wallpaper World. Join Len Winkler next Sunday afternoon at 2 for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More here on 1510 AM KFNN.
Financial News Radio, 1510.
May pastries?
No, I didn't.